The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Thanks for listening to the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, part of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. Check out all their awesome basketball shows today at HoopheadsPod.com. Episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our shows. And if you can, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, Game Source, the great folks at LakerHolics.com, and the awesome folks also as well at the Hoopheads Podcast Network. It is sincerely appreciated. Well, with the Lakers heading out on another key road trip, 3 games this time as they head over to Dallas, Minnesota, and then maybe Chicago. We'll wait and see. That's kind of up in the air right now with the situation going on with Chicago and potentially a problem with the Lakers as well in regards to health and safety protocols and COVID and all that bad stuff that's going around. Unfortunately, the NBA is suffering a severe issue with it at this point in time as several players are out right now. And there are a lot of teams right now going through a lot of hardship at this point in time. But that's something we'll talk about on the back end. But first off, December 15th, as many of you will hear this, is the day that many of the NBA players will now become trade eligible. And this brings up the trade season. And even the more speculation will grow and grow and grow on who is going where or, you know, who is being traded for who, because it's around that time of the year as December 15th rolls around with many, again, like I said, players that are going to become eligible and some Lakers as well. So that'll be some great conversation, but who can the Lakers trade and will the Lakers make a trade? And who will they trade for? All the major questions going out there. And here today to answer them is a good man indeed. Well, okay. Many of them that he would like to say will be there indeed, posted at LakerHolics.com, because he is no longer for this period of time Laker Tom. He is Trader Tom. And Tom, great to have you back on the program once again.
Good to be here, Gerald. Always a fun topic and a fun time of the year.
Absolutely. Get prepared on Twitter out there, at Laker Tom on Twitter. Crazy trades. I sense it coming on. They'll be coming on very shortly. You'll see them and get prepared to go ahead and be amazed. Also on LakerHolics.com, I know he'll be spreading them out there too. His thoughts, his projections on who he thinks the Lakers can get. So with the Lakers, I will tell the list that will become available: Carmelo Anthony, Malik Monk, Dwight Howard, DeAndre Jordan, Wayne Ellington, Kent Bazemore, Rajon Rondo, Trevor Ariza, and Kendrick Nunn. The real interesting of these is Kendrick Nunn, simply because of the fact he has a $5 million outstanding salary, which you could go ahead and move. Also as well, I know a lot of questions are out there on THT. Unfortunately, THT does not become eligible till January 15th. This puts the Lakers in a little bit of a bind and also at a disadvantage, because there are some teams that are going to be able to make some trades sooner rather than later for some trade targets that could be very interesting that the Lakers might not even have a chance of, or the opportunity of getting.
Yeah, I think that that's sort of the underlying whole theme to what's happening and what's really important for the Lakers. I think, is this whole scenario involving Russell Westbrook being traded for Ben Simmons. Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report basically reported that the Lakers have had internal discussions about trading Westbrook, which is probably not surprising because they're not going to trade LeBron. They're not going to trade AD. And the only other two chips they got are like you said, THT, who can't be traded until January 15th, and Nunn's $5 million. So how can you make any moves of any major proportion? And there's always a risk when you talk about trading a superstar and that news, you know, gets in the media. And, you know, hopefully Russell Westbrook is going to, you know, treat it like a true professional and basically say, yeah, listen, I've been traded before, you know, and that doesn't bother me. I expect to be here and, you know, and we move forward. But I think it's kind of funny. And I think what the Lakers are doing, the Lakers have had such a tight grip on what their plans are that ever since Pelinka took over, that it's surprising that this leak came from anyone but the Lakers. And I think what they're really trying to do is it changes the whole dynamic of what they can look for in a trade if you're including what Russell Westbrook and his $44 million contract. Now, Russ has to play well in order for people to be interested in, but there are teams out there who are looking to make major moves, and Russ has proven that he can go to a team and turn it around. I don't think the Lakers are necessarily looking to trade Russell Westbrook, but I think that they're worried enough about not winning a championship 2 years and seeing the bubble championship recede in the distance and LeBron turning 37 at the end of this month, that I think that the Lakers are going to look at all options. And if there is a trade out there that they think can make them a better team, make them younger, make them bigger, make them better offensively, make them better defensively, whatever happens, opportunities are out there. It's kind of like when you make trades between two teams, you're sort of limited on how creative you can get. When you expand that to a three or four team trade, all of a sudden things became much easier for matching salaries and all sorts of things like that. And I think what the Lakers have done is deliberately open the door to examine exactly what they could get for Russell Westbrook and whether or not that can be part of a solution for their lack of trade assets right now, if they expand that list of tradable players to include Russell Westbrook. And they've done that just simply by the nature of this word getting out, and hopefully it won't affect Russ's play. I'm not necessarily looking for a trade for Russ. I've long been on the record as of wanting Ben Simmons and being willing. And I do see a lot of parallels between the Anthony Davis situation and the Ben Simmons situation right now. I see a lot of power in the hands of Rich Paul. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, and then there's all this talk about Jeremy Grant, which is very interesting. I hear that that apparently Atlanta is willing to give up another young player, Cam Reddish, for a first-round draft pick. I don't know whether they'd take a 2027 first-round pick from the Lakers. It's a little far off in the distance, but you never know. But it's going to be fascinating, and I think just the simple fact that we're actually talking about a possible Westbrook trade, even if it was for Ben Simmons, kind of tells you that the Lakers, Rob hasn't, since he's been in charge, he's not made a trade at midseason. Period. Zero. So, you know, I guess expectations are that he's still not going to make a trade. It seems incredibly callous to think that we're trading Russell Westbrook right when he's starting to play well, less than, you know, what, 3 months into the season?
First off, I'm going to say right now, that's great in your dreams that you think that Russell Westbrook could be traded for Ben Simmons. First off, Russell Westbrook still has another year, 40 plus million beyond what he's being paid this year. So it's not expiring. That's a detraction. Second of all, Russell Westbrook, even with his uptick in play up until, you know, 2-3 games, it's still nowhere near at the level of Ben Simmons. And you don't have enough assets behind it, even with THT, even with a 2027 trade, as far as a first-round kicker on top of that, to trade for Ben Simmons. I mean, if Daryl Morey calls tomorrow, you take the deal because Ben Simmons and Russell Westbrook, it's not an even transaction.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree, except
Russell Westbrook is no longer a superstar commodity. He is the superstar.
But he's a guy who can't shoot versus a guy who won't shoot. You know,
Ben Simmons does so much more on the floor as far as pass, less turnovers. He can go ahead and rebound better than even though he's one of the greatest rebounding guards of all time. Ben Simmons can rebound better. He's a better passer. And then, of course, most importantly, he's so much more better on the defensive end. And yes, the Lakers have improved their defensive output. They're now actually closing in on the top 10 defense. Which
I don't disagree with any of the. I don't disagree with any.
It's just amazing. Darryl. But let's slow the horses of everybody out there, because I know Lakers Twitter is out there with like, okay, Russell Westbrook for Ben Simmons.
See, I don't think that's the trade. I don't think that trade is the important news. By just talking about that trade, and publicizing it, the Lakers are opening the door for. Oh well, let's talk with the Pacers about Miles Turner. Let's talk with the.
Just trying to get rid of salary.
Their teams, you know, you want Brandon Ingram and
Russell Westbrook this year
lots of different combinations that could improve the team.
The Russell Westbrook has not this year played like a third superstar,
enough to be traded. I'll bet you.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that, because if that's the case, somebody's looking to go ahead and just have him only on for 2 years and then have that 40 plus million off the books in the summer of 2023. I think it is. That would be the case. And that would be something because it's two seasons. You got him for this season going into 2022. Right. Yes. It'd be the summer of 2023. If you're looking to be a major player in the free agent market, then you want Russell Westbrook. But if you want Russell Westbrook to help improve your team, that's not going to happen because, you know, right now he is not improving the Lakers. He's not improving.
But it's a different situation. The Lakers are a totally different situation to try to fit in.
I understand that. But, you know, Russell Westbrook, you're counting on him coming back and playing strong in the second half like he has in the past couple seasons, but the first half has been horrible.
We can't, we're limited. We're so limited in what we can get.
Yeah, that's the big thing you should tell fans out there.
That the Lakers, I think, I'm absolutely certain that the Lakers are serious. They're not going to give Russell Westbrook away.
No,
but if they can find a deal, if they can find a deal that makes them better,
I would do it in a heartbeat.
They're going to do it. And they've already announced it. And that's the big news. It doesn't matter whether Simmons trade goes through or whether it was just all folks smoke. They made sure that the word is out there and they're willing to take the risk of it affecting Russell's play that they're letting people know. I mean, every 29 other general managers now know, if you have any interest in Russell Westbrook, give Rob a call.
But, you have only him as an asset. But, again, you also have THT, who will become trade eligible on January the 15th. You have a 2027 or 2028 first-round draft pick. I think New Orleans still has with their pick swaps that they want to go ahead and choose from. It all depends there. But you have a later this decade first-round pick to choose from. And then you have also Kendrick Nunn's $5 million. Everybody else is between the late ones or the early $2 million as far as that's concerned. And that's not a whole lot comparative to other teams, which can't have better trade assets out there. So it's going to be a tough hill for the Lakers. And it really is going to take someone that's going to have to really like what the Lakers have to offer.
You're going to have to love THT.
Yeah, you're going to have to love
THT. We need the Pistons to love THT and be willing to trade Jeremy Grant for him.
Yeah, you're probably going to get Kelly Olynyk instead.
I actually wouldn't mind Kelly Olynyk. I like Kelly Olynyk, but we'd then have to open up a spot at center.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the problem is obviously that not only do we have that $8 to $12 million contracts, which are great to have, like Alex Caruso's $10 million contract would be perfect, but we don't have those. And so what happens is you can't. It's also the middle of the season. Most teams have got 14, 15 players on their roster. So you can't stack up $2,500,000 players in order to make a $7.5 million player so you get enough to do. because the other team doesn't have any room to take those guys in. So it's just giving away the money. They're not going to do that.
Another thing as well I want to mention is that the health and safety protocols with a lot of players that are now out with COVID, that's an issue as well as far as that could delay any trades.
It's certainly spreading around the teams. And
The Lakers found out today.
The players, I read the players wanted to, the players and the teams were in favor, coaches too, were in favor as long as the players were vaccinated to let them play. Because
that was the deal. But then again, Omicron might have other issues out there.
The NBA doesn't want to have that, doesn't want to be associated with that type of attitude. So they're being triply careful as they probably should be.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
If you have a better movie in the can, why is that not the movie that you released in the first place?
I would say it's more culturally relevant than The Simpsons and Rick and Morty. Like, it has become a staple of American entertainment.
I think Dragon Age 4 is carrying the future of BioWare on its shoulders.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. Well, once again, it is Laker Tom, the mastermind of LakerHolics.com. Be sure to check out Trader Tom as he goes ahead and starts the speculation on his website, LakerHolics.com, also as well at Laker Tom on Twitter. I want to go ahead and mention that THT, speaking of him as a major trade target, but won't become eligible until January 15th, he is currently was put in earlier today, health and safety protocols. The team decided not to practice before they headed out to Dallas for the Wednesday game. They will not have, on Dallas' side, Luka Doncic, who will be out for the game. So that's some interesting news there. But I'm hoping that it will only be isolated to THT, and I wish him all the best. But as we're seeing, Laker Tom, I'm not holding up too much in the way of hopes. I'm thinking that this will probably be something that's aggregated out to 2, 3, 4, 5, so many more individuals on the team. Your thoughts on this COVID situation as the team heads out on its 3-game road trip?
Well, there's no doubt that we're going to have a third COVID influenced season. You know, I think we're already seeing that. And in the NFL, it's gotten crazy, you know, and even teams like the Bulls where the league just basically had rules that said if you had 8 players capable of playing, the game goes on. Well, the Bulls had 8 players. They just were the 8 worst players on the team, you know, and they lost 7 of the best players. And the league stepped in and basically was going to say, okay, fine, we're going to try to get through the season. So, you know, you're not going to forfeit these games, and, you know, we're going to go ahead and do what we're going to do. And as we were talking, you know, the players are just like LeBron was fed up with, you know, getting a false positive and missing a game, you know, and the players are all competing, you know, and at least the ones that are in that really care about the game and care about where they finish, they'd rather just go out and play, you know, and realize that, you know, we've vaccinated ourselves, so our chances are really minuscule of having serious illness. You know, it's become a public relations thing, just like it has across the entire country, across the entire world, to be honest. It's a path that we just can't change, but it's definitely going to affect this season, and we just have to keep our fingers crossed. I hope that Talen is asymptomatic and doesn't have any problems at all. Yeah, I mean, there still is a serious situation for some people who have COVID, you know, and they have that long haul syndrome that really could affect you, especially if you're somebody who relies upon your athleticism, you know, to make a living, and it could really affect your game, you know, just a slight diminishment of skills in certain areas. So you hope that the rest of the Lakers are fine. You hope that it's just a situation like that. And I guess, you know, what's funny is I was just reading recently that having had it does not seem to prevent you from getting it again. It tends to make it less serious, but it doesn't stop you from catching it again. You know, vaccination is the only way you can. Vaccination reduces that chance.
But
still, it's not 100%, as we've obviously found. Yeah. It's all vaccinated people. Now we're getting the disease, you know.
Well, let's hope the Lakers can stay outside of THT, away from the health and safety protocols. But again, I'm not, if I'm a betting man here in Las Vegas, and if I'm doing that, I'm probably betting on some Lakers getting, unfortunately, wow, the health and safety protocols as well. But be prepared for that, Lakers fans.
I have this image of LeBron with his arms around THT congratulating him after the six steals in the game. And I don't know if I really saw that or whether it's just in my imagination, you know?
It doesn't matter. They were close enough. It is during the course of the game and after the game and whatnot. Yeah, it's probably a matter of time. I'm hoping otherwise. I'm hoping I'm proven wrong, but it is, in many cases, as we're seeing already, only a matter of time.
Well, it's like injuries. It's become part of the game, sadly.
Yes, indeed.
Or life, sadly.
But Laker Tom, you got to go ahead and catch his latest articles at Lakerholics.com. Also, as well, if you've got any trade scenarios, trade requests, trade anticipations, the best place to go, yes, at Laker Tom is great. But if you go to Lakerholics.com, we'd love to go ahead and hear your thoughts on some great Laker trades. Who do you have that you'd like to go ahead and see come to Lakers? For what? Maybe, you know, so we can all go ahead and talk about it on Lakerholics.com. But I know you're working on a lot of stuff there. Please let us know what you're working on at Lakerholics.com.
Well, I'm trying to get a handle on exactly what the meaning of the words that we've heard about, the news that we've heard about LeBron, or about the Lakers being interested in trading or willing to trade Russell Westbrook. And I think that has big implications on what we can expect. I mean, I've gone through two seasons now of predicting that we were going to make a big trade and having Rob Dusa absolutely zero. So I'm predicting we're going to have a big trade. I don't know if it'll involve Russell Westbrook. I think if we can do it without involving Russ, we'll do it. You know, if we could get Jeremy Grant, for example, give him the kitchen sink and everything we can possibly throw in for him, I'd be thrilled, you know. And maybe that might be enough if everybody else is playing well that we could continue, because that really helped improve the situation with Russ. But by the same token, if I had an opportunity to, you know, if Morey finally says, Jesus, the best I can get out of this deal is Russell Westbrook, you know, that's my best shot for winning this year. I saw what he did playing next to Harden. He can do what we need to do, and he knows the Eastern Conference. He played well when he was there. He succeeded in that conference. And Morey at some point in time has to make a decision, you know. You know, you never know what's going to happen. I think also, too, that there are the obvious teams, the Kings, even the Mavs, the Pelicans for sure, and the Pacers for sure, are all teams of Magic, are all teams that are looking to get rid of players. Now, most of them don't have players that we would be willing to trade Westbrook for, but I could see combinations coming off of the Kings that would make sense for the Lakers. I could see combinations coming off of the Pacers that would make great sense for the Lakers. And I could see deals that involved, you know, maybe two of the three, maybe either Talen or Kendrick plus Russ to make the numbers work in those types of deals. So it's, you know, it's possible. I find it hard. I don't think we would have put the news out there about. I can't believe that we would have allowed the leak to go that we were interested in trading Westbrook, unless it was to open the door all the way so that we could expand our opportunities to do that. But we'll see in the next few days.
I'll tell you what, my friend, I have one I'm going to throw out there at you. It involves Detroit. But again, if you guys
want to go ahead. You've done pretty good on the Detroit ones, man. I have to admit that.
Well, that was a couple of years ago. That one would have been a home run. Actually, that would have been a grand slam because you see what's happened with Christian Wood then. But I want to go ahead and say that right now, if you have any trades, go to the trade machine. Then go to Lakerholics.com. Tell them what you found. Tell them what you go ahead and want to go ahead and showcase there as a trade you'd love to see. But I'm thinking if you trade Russell Westbrook and it's $44 million, and Jeremy Grant is the main target of it, add in some really solid players coming off the bench like Corey Joseph you can add in there for $4 million. Maybe a Kelly Olynyk you can add in there for $12 million. There you go. And then even on top of that, Trey Lyles, you could throw him in there for $2.5 million, someone who can hit some threes and is actually a 6'8", 6'9", wing. And suspect on the defensive end, but there you go. You know, you at least gives them that chance to go ahead and say, you know what, we're going to clear out a lot of these veterans on the Detroit side. Go ahead, play the young crew, get them in there to get some more minutes. And the Lakers get possibly an upgrade on the back end of the roster there. So something to think about there. If you really want Jeremy Grant that bad, you're going to have to trade Russell Westbrook. you can get a lot of filler in players that could help contribute to the team as well.
Well, also too, then you do exactly what really was a terrific job done by the Wizards last year of keeping the trade open and looking at all of the various pieces that you got and say, well, hey, anybody interested in A or B? How about C or D? And next thing you know, you've got a 16 trade where you really improve your club dramatically. You know, that's the kind of deals that the Lakers need to make in order to fix enough of the things that they got to fix in order to be a championship contender.
Well, the thing is, you'd have to trade 5 players from Detroit for Russell Westbrook. Okay, you could have to trade Jeremy Grant.
That's why you have to get somebody else involved.
Yeah,
you got to get a team involved.
Josh Jackson, Corey Joseph, Trey Lyles.
Throw the Pacers in there. The Pacers aren't going to do a total rebuild, regardless of what they say. First off, they aren't going to trade both. They aren't going to trade both Miles Turner and Sabonis. Okay, so that means if they keep one of them, they're not going for it. And they got $39 million contract with their coach. So they're not going to go into a complete rebuild. Yeah. So Westbrook would actually be perfect situation for them. Although they just did the extension for Brogdon, so that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, that one,
that made him untradeable, too.
Yeah, that made him untradeable for the entire year. He was somebody I was targeting before he got the extension
I had him on all of my Pacers trades.
But let the trade speculation begin. Laker Tom is going to go through a metamorphosis into Trader Tom, and you'll be able to go ahead and check out all the great and also interesting and amazing trade speculation that he will go through at Laker Tom on Twitter. And, of course, please be part of the conversation today because there's going to be a ton of trade conversation coming up in the coming weeks at Lakerholics.com. But Laker Tom, the team heads out tomorrow. Going to be in Dallas again. We don't know how many of the Lakers.
We got to win these 3 games, Gerald.
Yeah, they've got to make a statement. They've got to win these 3 games. They got to go ahead
and
be
able to. Suns.
Yeah, I mean, if all goes right and they do win these 3 games, maybe they could go ahead and sneak into 5th, maybe even 4th place in the Western Conference. But they need to get themselves a buffer between 500 and where they're at. You know, they need to go ahead and put some wins under their belt, be consistent. LeBron is feeling healthy. Healthier than he has in a while. He's starting to round into form. Remember, this is the player that earlier this year.
We need more of him now than we normally did. So
yes, so we'll see what happens.
That's
there.
LeBron. LeBron will fill the menu with whatever we need, and he's truly in it right now.
But again, THT is out with health and safety protocols. We don't know the status 100% on AD, if he's still resting the knee. We know there's been in some issues as far as his fatigue as well, playing the 5 spot. I want to go ahead and say that if we do get a chance to go and watch AD and LeBron play, I think that the Lakers could have themselves a very good 3-game set. Yeah. But we'll wait and see what happens. But it is, like I said, Laker Tom. Please catch him today at Lakerholics.com. Want to thank everybody for watching and listening, and we'll be back tomorrow night around 9 p.m. I'm thinking maybe even earlier, maybe even after the game. We'll wait and see. But it is, again, the Lakers going to start playing their road trip tomorrow at Dallas, and then after that on Friday at Minnesota, and then after that maybe at Chicago. That's still up in the air, but we'll
change the time of the game too if we play it even.
Yeah, because it was 12:30 before, but now
it's like 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah, so they're giving a little bit more, even more buffer on that. So we'll wait and see what happens there. It is, again, the Lakers Fast Break. If you have any questions for us, at Lakers Fast Break or Lakers Fast Break at Yahoo.com. But once again, the Lakers start their road trip tomorrow in Dallas, and we'll be back tomorrow night to report on it. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts, right here at the Lakers Fast Break.